Okay, so good morning everyone, and today we're going to introduce Dawil, and we are from Cambodia, and we started in Khmer Business School. And so Dawil is a project that dedicated to modernizing Cambodia cyclo. So Dawil introduced an electronic cyclo service that focuses on cultural and eco-friendly tourism while supporting traditional cyclo rider. So our mission is to preserve Cambodian cultural, identify, improve the life of cyclo rider, and offer a visitor like a meaningful way to explore our city. So the problem is before Dawil begins, the traditional cyclo was facing a serious decline. Like most riders are older, and the work is extremely physically demanding like that. And also the income is often low, and they also have to work a very long hour, and the income also very low with low pay. And there were also concerns from tourists that about the comfort and safety, and in many cases people were choosing a faster and modern transport instead because it's very more convenient for them. And as a result, the number of active cyclo riders keep decreasing, and this cultural icon was at risk of disappearing entirely. So our opportunity gap. So however, through the research and survey, we discover a very strong opportunity, like tourists both local and international, they are increasing, like they searching for authentic cultural experience and environmentally friendly transportation, and also a very unique way to explore our city. So at the same time, there were no structure or organized cyclo service that offer this experience clearly and consistently. So this gap can open the door for the project like that could protect our culture, and while also creating a value for tourism and the rider too. So my next teammate will cover the next one.
Yes, this is our solution. As mentioning about the problems, the will introduce the e-cyclo, a modernized version of the classic Cambodian cyclo. The goal was to upgrade the vehicle while keeping the cultural essence as well. So the e-cyclo offered the electric motor assistant, smoother and more stable seating, reduce physical strain for rider, and acquire and more environmentally friendly. Yes, while still preserving the traditional cyclo looks and experience. This will allow the rider to work confidentially and sustainably, as well as passenger to enjoy a safe and relaxing journey as well. This is our journey. So to help integrate the solution, we'll collaborate with association and local communities. We focus on training rider, encourage proper maintenance, and also ensuring that the e-cyclo become an acceptance and respected part of the tourism landscape. Okay, so the journey of the wheels begin with a simple observation. Traditional cyclo were disappearing, and also rider were struggling. We wanted to create a solution that respected and uplifted them. So we introduced the e-cyclo to offer a modern, smoother, and more comfortable experience. To increase rider income and attract more passengers, the wheel also launched cultural cycling tours in Phnom Penh and Siem Reap. Yes, these tours allow visitors to explore places like the Royal Palace, Wat Phnom, Old Market, and many more areas. Also the cultural neighborhood of our Cambodia as well. So with the comfort and electric support to this journey, they will successfully create a bridge between cultural heritage and the modern mobility. Yes.
So this is our customer segmentation. We mainly focus on the international tourists and national tourists. And for value proposition, we aim to preserve our culture and also support the elders to
give them get more income and support their lifestyle. And it's also an authentic experience for them to enjoy our e-cyclo ride, to explore our culture as well. And our customer relationship mainly focus on customer service and promoting offers, and also we open to feedback and reviews to boost our service. And also we mainly focus on social media to promote our culture e-cyclo. And our key resource is engineering. They will be helped with our e-cyclo to maintain it to be more modern. And our technical support will be accessed in the driver equipment. And the driver is mostly elders, literate, or retired individuals. And for installation, it's mainly focused on the machine and the engineering and stuff, and provided by the tour Ministry of Tourism. Yeah. And our key activity is we mainly focus on the product and research and development, and manage networking with the stakeholders, and sales and marketing. And our key partner is here, and even our school CAMAD also support the project. And our channel is mainly focus on the hospitality and the tour. And also commercial channel, we will be launched on Facebook page, Instagram, and our website, and the other head office. And the cost structure is mainly for the material and labor for the e-cyclo, and research and development, again, and administration, example like taxes, rent, insurance, and other utilities. And this is our expense that we calculate, estimating. And yeah, thank you.
There's a platform that tourists can order these cyclos through, and you operate the platform, right? And then there's the hardware. Are you selling the bikes to the Ministry of Tourism, and they are giving away the bikes? Who's buying the bike?
One who's buying the bike is the rider.
Okay.
Yes.
Sorry. So no, the new equipment that you've designed. So the like a tourist is the rider of the cyclo or the passenger?
The tourist is the one sitting in the cyclo,
right.
And there will be the rider riding for them.
Right.
Yes.
So is the rider who has low income the one you're hoping will buy the new bike that you've designed, the new cyclo that you've designed?
Yes.
Okay. Can they afford it?
Yes. They can. They
okay.
can afford it since like, so our actual actual presentation here is to get them to know that there will be an e-cyclo for the rider, since they are struggling with finding customers, since it's so cultural, they use a lot of energy to do, so it's kind of strained them. We would like to introduce them to the e-cyclo, which make them more like find the authentic experience, not straining the physical. Yes.
Is there an option for your business to operate the platform and give away the bikes? How much of the business plan is selling of the bike of the cyclo versus the platform? Maybe that's my question.
Oh, could you repeat it?
Yeah, sorry. You guys are doing an amazing job in your second language. If I had to present in Spanish, I would not do well. So I'm a little worried that you won't have cyclos on the platform because the riders can't afford a new bike. How do you make sure that a tourist has lots of cyclos available to them on your platform if there's maybe only like 5 e-cyclos sold so far?
So the e-cyclo will be introduced to the association, which they can afford the e-cyclo for their usually used daily use to get the customer. So it actually it's not expensive for them since they are already in the association, which the association will provide them.
Got it. I think my other question is how will a tourist find out about Dal Wheels?
So there are many cyclo around Cambodia.
Yeah.
So tourists will come to Cambodia and they'll find there's cyclo there. They can just ask the rider if they're wonderful or not, and they can use it. Or if the e-cyclo is were introduced over Cambodia, then we started off creating a new idea of opening an app, mm-hmm. introducing an app for foreigners as well.
Okay.
Yes.
Other questions from the group?
I just admire you guys presenting in another language.
Same here.
Knowing the like financials and logisticals of everything.
My question is it going to be in the city or like in the rural areas, like the location wise?
Mostly it will be in tourism area, but you can also find cyclo in rural area as well.
So GC Clo, like I'm wondering this, their salary is quite low. And so how are you going to incentivize them to switch? Because they have a CEPO already. How are you going to incentivize them to switch? And what's the cost proposition then? If I'm a tourist, you said Europe will be safer. How do I know that as a tourist? I see a traditional CEPO and maybe yours pulls up right behind. How do I make that choice to know yours is safer, better, and so on? And how do we incentivize the riders now to switch to the new bike?
For the rider, since they're in the association, which means that the association is like providing a lot of convenience option for the rider as well. So if we introduce the e-cycle to them, we can convince them to use it. And also for the expense, they also talk with the Ministry of Tourism. Yes, the Ministry of Tourism going to support the association.
Okay,
yes.
So are they financing it for them then?
Yes.
Okay, and if we're already making low income, are you going to charge more for these e-cyclos now? Or as a rider, when you see the customer, do you charge the customer more?
Actually, if we introduce the e-cycle, I think that there will be a lot of tourist attraction. Yes, so it will help them to gain more customer and passenger. And
but those tourist attractions exist already.
Yes, they do, but some of them might prefer tuk-tuk. Yes, more convenient.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering, because the number of riders is already decreasing.
Yes.
So are you just kind of transitioning out of this market? Because you're not attracting new cyclo riders, right?
Yes.
So what's the kind of the longer term vision there?
We just want, as you mentioned, that the cyclo rider, they're decreasing. The number of cyclo rider is decreasing, so we don't want them to. The number is actually declined. Yes, we don't want that. So we would like to introduce them to the e-cycle to gain more customer, not to like competitive with the tuk-tuk or motorcycle. We just want them to be stable and get the income that they can receive.
Is it just like cultural thing that you want to like, bring back, or does it?
Yes, like the cable car in San Francisco.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So is the new e-cycle supposed to be environmentally friendly?
Yes, it is.
So if you're transitioning from the old to the new, what happens to the old parts?
Nothing much happens to the old parts since we just gonna. We are not replacing them, but
okay.
Just
upgrade
them.
Okay,
yes.
So you're using the same
yes.
parts and objects, so you're not discarding anything.
Yes,
okay.
I'm guessing, like touching base with what Michelle just said. So since you guys are upgrading the bike that the rider is using, then my question will be, what is gonna be the source of revenue while that bike gets upgraded? Because I'm guessing the rider main source of revenue or income for them is doing the job, right? So how are you guys gonna secure the income of the riders while they cannot use their bike because it's getting upgraded? That's my question.
They can just, while being upgraded, they can still use the old cycle for so it is kind
so
of
so it's a new bike,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. That was
that.
My question.
Yeah.
So you're just like adding an electrical engine to this?
Yes.
So what would that take? A day? An hour? They come into the association?
We're working on that.
Oh, okay.